Good morning, drug addicts of Australia. Here we are in eastern Bumfuckistan, which is, miles from nowhere. It's actually 200,000 k's east of here, and I think we'll just pull out. Yeah, what a fucking brilliant day. I've adjusted the fucking exposure or the bloody brightness. Cunt. Fuck. I consistently go to NA and AA meetings online. And these fucking cunts if there's one person chairing the meeting and I was the only other person in the meeting, they'd still ask everybody else to share before they got to me, and then the meeting after an hour and a half, they'd wind it up and say, oh, sorry we didn't get around to asking everybody today, fucking rah rah rah, come back next week, And I'm the only other person in the meeting. It's like, fuck, they've got this anti-fucking don't ask him aura about me, I could view that as a curse, or I could view that as actually as a good thing. Develop patience, develop brains, and do a fucking tight job of paying attention to what people do say, what they don't say, and where they end up, Because a lot of them tend to operate like armed robbers, They steal a car, and then they got their shotguns and shit, and they're going around doing all these robberies. But in amongst all their drug fuck crazy bullshit, none of them thought to put fuel in the car, so they pull up outside one place, all run inside, do the robbery, threaten everybody with guns and shit, then run out back out to the car, and just as the cops are coming around the fucking corner, the car runs out of fuel. That's their fucking genius level of just bullshit, and it's like when they share, they just leave out those little details, like no one bothered to check how much fuel is in the car, and no one bothered to fucking fill it up. Why? Because they didn't have any fucking money, because they'd spent it all on fucking drugs, and had to go do a robbery to get more money, to get more drugs, and then maybe think about getting some more fuel, but why would they want to put fuel into a car they just stole, It's like that fucking bullshit, And these cunts, and these fucking cunts are so stupid. There's all these little, that looks kind of big. And all these fucking cunts fuck up all over the place, and they'll never ask me, what do I need to do to fucking get drug-free, stay drug-free, and work through all my issues. They go, I'm not talking to that fucking cunt. And then they relapse. for all the morons, you know. Far out. So for all the fucking morons that do that shit, you know. And I had a go at this fucking, they did the NA reading, you know, who is an addict, is, you know, and it's full of that fucking, because I co-authored some of this stuff, and that was like, you know, 34 years ago, somewhere around there. You know, and they kept sort of parroting all this sort of, oh, don't use, don't use, don't use kind of bullshit, you know what I mean? You know? Oh, don't use, don't use, don't pick up the first drug, don't use, don't use. And I said, look, it's like being a fucking fat cunt, you know what I mean? Getting told, oh, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that, you know what I mean? What's the fucking point of saying that? You know, don't do drugs, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. You know? And I put that, because I got so tired of hearing just fucking bullshit, and I thought, well, you know, you need to hear, okay, basically it's a foregone conclusion that if you're an addict, don't use drugs, you know? But look at all the, start looking at all the stuff that you can do, you know? You know, all the life-affirming, positive, healthy, life-enhancing kind of fucking ideas and activities and groups and stuff. You know, you can start writing out what's going around inside your head instead of being drifting, like, you know, and you can start sort of slowly, I don't know, depends on the person, but you can start slowly winding back on the fucking sugar. You know, and substituting, say, some vegetable juice, instead of 20 cups of coffee a day, you can start substituting having a cup of vegetable juice in the morning, you know what I mean? You know, slowly substituting your way out of that, and then you can fucking, you know, then you can sort of go out for a walk. You know, you can offer, if you don't have a dog, you can offer to walk your neighbour's dog, you know what I mean? You know, you can go for a swim and get in some exercise. You know, you can read good books on family therapy. You can join other self-help groups where they talk about doing all this really, you know, yeah, crazy mum and crazy dad, you know what I mean? Crazy family. You can, you know, there's, you know, I've talked about it, and I said, you know, there's so many fucking opportunities for improvement, you know, instead of eating, you know, eating a pizza and, you know, like a fucking carton of beer or some shit every day, and spending, you know, like $400 or $500 a week on just fucking booze and pizzas, you can actually go to a fucking supermarket, you know, and buy fresh vegetables and some meat, you know, and maybe start, you know, having a few bits of fruit, you know what I mean, and start, you know, and your shopping bill goes down from, you know, $400 or $500 a week on just shit, down to say $250, $280 on something that's really solid nutrition. There's so many fucking opportunities for improvement, you know what I mean? And, you know, as the only person here who's ever fucking interrogated 75, maybe 78 different psychiatrists, you know, I can tell you that 5% of them are actually really fucking good, you know? You know? 5% of them are really fucking good. You know? 5% are fair, 5% are just passable, you know, and the other 85% are basically fucking dickheads that are just going to prescribe drugs and talk out their fucking assholes at you, you know? So in terms of the mental health professions, you know, the emotional health professions, 5% are really good, 5% are fair, 5% are just passable, and the other 85% are just fuckwits. They're useless fucking people. Hi, I've got a drug I had a drug problem, and you know, then all the drugs stopped working. You know? So I want help with working my way through these issues. You know, how good are you? What sort of skills and experience do you have in doing this? How can you help me to help myself? And then the dumb fucking bitch will say, oh, well, first we need to put you on antidepressants. You know, and I just looked at her and said, are you fucking stupid? Drugs don't help. You know? Aren't you fucking listening? Do you have problems coping with basic fucking reality? Fuck you, I'm out of here, you know? So, you know. And I was in a fucking NA meeting this morning. There's so many fucking stupid cunts who turn up to AA and NA. They never grew up. They never applied themselves to, you know, the maths books and the science and all the fucking stuff. So they remain fundamentally stupid fucking people, you know. They got opinions on, you know, one of the drug dealers, she was a fucking cunt who had opinions on everything and solutions to nothing, you know. And, you know, so you get these meetings and there's going to be a fair percentage of fucking people. They are, you know, we get 100 people, 50% of them are going to be below the average IQ and 50% are going to be above the average IQ, okay? Now you add into that being a really maladjusted, selfish, immature, fucking, you know, retarded sort of a cunt. And you got fucking, you know, self-centered fucking shits that are good for nothing. And, you know, me, you know. Is there an echo in here? No, it's the voices in my head. You can hear them too. Thank God. But, you know, and what happens is, you know, then you get that sort of spectrum, you know, the IQ sort of spectrum of, you know, and then you get a lot of people will never work at anything. They'll never think things through. They'll just gossip and engage in garbage. So their capacity to process information accurately is kind of thin on the fucking ground, right? And then you add into the mix, you know, people being drug fucked. You know, when you take a lot of different drugs, and some people are turning up to meetings, they're sober, but they're, you know, off their face on prescription drugs, you know, fuck, I'm on antidepressants, you know. So, you know, and all sorts of drugs are really bad. As one of my fucking legendary uncles once observed, once stated, he said, look, it's hard enough getting through life as is without having your brains addled by drugs, you know? You know? He was fucking razor sharp. Ugh. And yeah, so you know, you get all these fucking characters turning up to meeting, a whole diversity of fucking people on the bottom end of the spectrum, you know. There's psychiatric and all sorts of fucking issues going, and crazy people from crazy families, and you know, as well as being drug fucked and just never learned all the life skills, and you know, just fucking disaster areas. And one of the things about Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous and things like that is that there are, it's not fair to call them rule books, but sort of guiding principles would be a better term, you know. And these, you know, the what they said in Alcoholics Anonymous, they said basically, page 16 of the 12 and 12, they said, look, we of Alcoholics Anonymous really didn't invent anything. All we did, everything we got, we basically borrowed from medicine and religion, you know, and then we had and then we had to add to that certain ideas concerning the running of the fellowship, you know. And one of those was that there's so many fucking fights and squabbles and shit, you know, over money and prestige and fucking this and that and all sorts of bloody membership rules and that. And they said, well, look, we wrote to all the fucking groups and we asked them to send in their fucking rules for membership. And when all the fucking groups that wrote back, you know, sent in their list of rules and regulations for membership, they realised that if all of these had been in place at any one fucking time, nobody could have joined AA. So there's a whole heap of fucking retarded fucking psychos and all their crazy fucking bullshit just inventing all this shit about how you should think this and you shouldn't think that, and you should only talk to these people and you shouldn't talk to those people, and you must only read these books and you mustn't read those books, and fucking, you know, just fucking crazies, you know. And I'll pull over here. And so, you know, I'm not an unquestioning adherent of all the, you know, AA and NA without questioning this stuff and really examining it closely. You see, but when they adopted all the Narcotics Anonymous stuff, when all the junkies, you know, took everything from AA and reworded it, made word salad and said, look what all the bright ideas we've come up with, you know. It's just plagiarism with fucking, you know, by using word salad, you know, basically. You know, and so you get all these, you know, there's people, it's like, I describe it as, you know, like running a small business, you know what I mean? You know, if you do, it's like, you know, you get your fucking, what's it called? Yeah, it's like your life is a small business and you got to run it as a professional recovering person. You can't be some fucking idiot sort of half-wit, you know. You know, like you can't get all your receipts and stick them in a box in the fucking corner, you know, and then get back to it 6 months later because you got no idea what you've bought, what you've paid, what you have paid for, what you're paying off, who's bought stuff off you, what they owe you for, how much, what your income and expenses are, you know, in total, and then, you know, what your sort of bank balance is, you know, and, you know, which way, you know, one day you sort of wake up in the morning and they've turned your phone off and then they turn off your fucking power and then you haven't paid your rent in 2 months or some shit, you know what I mean? So you're out, you know, and then it comes back to this fucking issue, you know? You know, And that's what you know, people who run their, I call this, you know, become a professional recovering person. Treat your life like a fucking business, because it is, and do it to high standards, you know? You know? And, you know, that means, you know, you do your bookkeeping every night. You say, well, you know, we bought 300 units of this. This is how much it's going to cost. This is how much money we have in the account. This is what, of all the money in the account, this is what is reserved for this. This is being saved. This is being done with this. This is being done with that. You know what I mean? And this is how much is coming in. And this is what the future bills are going to be. And all this fucking shit. You know what I mean? It's being managed. And then recovery is like, you know, you're sort of, I don't call so much sort of mental health, but emotional health, you know. I sort of equate the mind of most addicts as being like, you know, people turn up for a fucking, you know, from a city to the fucking shore marathon race, you know what I mean? So if people don't know where the start line is and people don't know the route, you know, and then everybody sort of assembles in the park and they go, you know, then, you know, there's all sorts of people running in all sorts of directions and nobody's fucking getting it right, you know what I mean? But, you know, by, you know, doing inventory is like saying, well, This is the objective, you know, or this is the race, this is the starting line, this is the time it starts, this is a map of the route, these are the refreshment stands and toilets and shit along the way, you know, it's organised, it's the same thing, you know, so instead of being a bunch of people sort of, They're like in sailing ships. They've got no map, no compass, and no rudder. You know what I mean? So drifting around all over the place is the same. You know, people without direction and without a means to get there. So this is the purpose of all doing all this inventory, is like doing the fucking map, doing the navigating your way through life by living with purpose. You know. So there's all these crazies. Whoa. There's all these crazies coming into the meeting who spent most of their life, they've got no direction and they don't know how to fucking get from A to B, you know. They're supposed to be going from A to B. They don't know where they are and they don't know where they've got to go and they can't control their fucking lives, you know. So, you know, you get all these fucking numbskulls in AA and NA, and if you use a funny fucking name, you know, an innovative sort of description of yourself, you know, they go, oh, that's your name's not Mr. Awesomeo, you know. Oh, that's not a real name. What's your real name, mate? You know, they're fucking, just fuck off, you know. You know, they're just so crazy. And I said to this fucking person today in this meeting, I said, you know, I raised the issue. I said, you know, the reading of, you know, don't use drugs, don't use drugs, don't use drugs. I said, fuck it, that's not particularly fucking helpful. You need to know what you can do and how to do it instead of being constantly fucking, oh, don't use drugs, don't use drugs. You know, you need to focus on, you know, getting yourself well, getting a life, getting focused, you know what I mean? Doing what it, how do you do all this sort of shit? You know, how do you get a fucking life when you never had one? You know what I mean? You know? Sitting around going, oh, don't use drugs, don't use drugs, don't. It doesn't fucking solve anything. You know? If you use drugs, you're going to fuck up and then you'll probably die. You know? That's kind of like, that can be summed up now. How do we get our lives together again? And I said that in the meeting. Parroting all this fucking shit isn't particularly fucking helpful. You need to focus on what you can do and how to do it, you know. Try taking a walk every morning, you know. Getting up, having a coffee, pulling on your, getting dressed and going for a fucking walk in the morning, you know. That's good, you know, just a bit of exercise, you know. And I spoke about how a guy called John Bradshaw, he wrote the book called The Family, you know, and he's just full-on addict in every direction, and he wrote about, you know, people, he said, we in the modern American lifestyle, we don't have lifestyles, we have death styles, because everybody is busy self-medicating, they're numbing out, they're self-medicating and they're doing it with drugs and they're doing it with gossiping and gambling and, you know. And, you know, food, sex, drugs, gossiping, gambling, obsessive compulsive behaviours and all this sort of addictiveness, sort of craziness, you know what I mean? They're just, not, you know, obsessive relationships, and they're all focused on all this sort of stuff except being, feeling their feelings and being alive and being in the moment, you know? So he said, look, we're not living lifestyles, we're living death styles. You know, how can we numb out and fucking die? And there was an idiot, one of the co-chair, you know, kept fucking posting, oh, don't use drugs, don't use drugs, don't use drugs. And I said, that's not particularly fucking helpful. I said in a comment to them, I said, you know, you need to focus on, you know, this abundance sort of mentality of, well, what can you do? What opportunities exist and how do I go making the most of them, you know? And then the cunt says, oh, well, I'm just quoting out of this fucking book. And I says, well, you know, you're allowed to improve upon that. You know, because most of the fucking dickheads that wrote that shit, they're all dead. You know, they're all fucking junkies and they're all fucking dead. And I said, here, look this up. Look up the statistics. These are the figures sourced from Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and all the sort of officially officious as sort of, it's not dead accurate by anything, but it's, you know, if the groups are buying these Welcome to AA or NA tokens, you know, key rings and poker chips and shit, you know, if the groups are buying 1,000 of those, and then, you know, 10 years later, there's only 10 or 12 fucking people buying a 10-year sober chip, where's everybody else gone? You know, where's the other 990 fucking people gone to? And some people can get their lives together and get on all right, you know what I mean? And some people are just sort of manic sort of stuff. But a lot of people have gone back out using, and they're either dead, you know, dead or in psych hospitals or fucking whatever, you know. And, you know, they've fucked up really badly, you know, because it kind of seems to be that things like Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous are sort of like, they're the last train station on the train line, you know what I mean? There's kind of like not many other places left to go, you know. It's the last house in the street, so to speak, you know. Once you evict yourself from there, you're fucking, you know, you're fucked, you know. So, yeah, I forget where I was going with all of this, but, you know, so as soon as I posted that, I said, you know, this is the link to the website, then these are my words on this website. What happens to all the people with, you know, how many out of all the people who come to AA, how many people are getting up there, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10, 11, 20, you know, 21 year sober type medallions? What's happening to them? Where are they? And the answers are here, 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 and here, you know? And, you know, so I said, have a look at the statistics, you know, have a look at what's fucking going on. Do your research. Don't just sit there parroting shit because you're told this is what you must parrot, you know? And, so 30, you know, that sits there for about a minute. Oh my God, you know? And a lot of these cunts are so fucking stupid. They'll say, oh, this is not Alcoholics Anonymous, mate. This is Narcotics Anonymous, you know. Do you know what I mean? They're arguing over who's... It's like arguing, you know, it's like... You know, these are racing cars going round a racing track, and then who's got which sponsors on the side of the... Who's got their big advertising type... Who's sponsoring the fucking racing team? You know, it really doesn't matter what fucking brand of fucking, you know, where it's brand X tools or brand Y oils or fucking whatever. That's a racing car going around a racing track. Are you doing the principles of driving a fucking racing car, running a racing team, and then running a racing car? You know what I mean? It's the same fucking, you know. They go, oh no, this is fucking, you know, this car's sponsored by an oil company. This car's sponsored by a tool company. You know what I mean? Well, I didn't get one of those answers, not today. But the cunt who's actually, this is one of these co-chair type people. And one of these fucking cunts, the cunt who was actually chairing the meeting, he hit the button and then kicked me out, you know? So I logged back in and, you know, because I really wanted to fuck, you know, this is what I'm talking about, all these fucking stupid know-all cunts, and they have a really shit recovery because they have really shit fuck, they are really shit people, and, you know, they do a really, it's like that running your life like a small business, like a, as a small business, you know what I mean? If you're doing a really fucking shit job of that, then, you know, you're fucked, you know, and that's what they're like. There's all these sort of guiding sort of principles of the steps for getting your own shit together, for the traditions, you know what I mean, for the principles of sort of, you know, working as, you know, that people can't go around making up fucking rules for membership, and they can't kick people out of fucking meetings, and, oh, this is a meeting only for Catholics, not for fucking Protestants, and, oh, this is, you can't mention any other religion at this meeting, you know, fucking whatever, you know what I mean? Oh, you can only read, only NA people can read NA literature in an NA meeting. You're not allowed to read any other fucking literature. You know what I mean? So they're in all these fucking cunts, it's like the early days of AA, all these fucking cunts are inventing all these fucking rules for membership, for participating in the fucking meeting, you know. And, you know, so I said to this, and these fucking idiots in that, it was what I call the Hansen 3-5 ratio, you know, and if they're real fucking idiots in 3 to 5 months, they're back out using, it's basically guaranteed for almost all of them. But if they think they're kind of fucking smart and, you know, a bit on the cocky side, 3 to 5 years, and almost all of them are fucking gone out of 1,000 people. You know, by the time 5 years comes around, there's only like 26 of them picking up a 5-year sober medallion, you know what I mean? So out of the 50 or so that get the 1 year sober, or 1 year drug free, by the time it gets to 5 years, there's half of them are fucking gone, you know? They're no longer around. You know, so, you know, so I have a go at him. And, like, I would have liked to have reached through the screen and punched the fucking living daylights out of this stupid cunt, you know, because you can't afford to have stupid cunts fucking with yourself and your life in meetings. You can't let them get away with it, you know. So I told him, you know, if you don't, you know, you kicked me... I said, you have absolutely no fucking right to go around telling people or censoring people or kicking people out of meetings because of what they say to another people. You know, if people want to discuss certain topics, that's between them. It's not you to fuck, it's not your place to go around, you know, kicking people out of meetings because you don't think they should be saying it, you know? You know? And those statistics on all the people at relapse, you know, that was nearly six, that was about 16, 17 years ago. I've been 16, 17 years drug-free since then, and I was like about 20, 21 years drug-free before that, you know what I mean? So there's this fucking useless cunt going, yeah, you can't say that. You know, the fucking idiot. So, yeah, and I said, you know, it's not your fucking place to go around telling people what they can or can't discuss in meetings, and you have absolutely no fucking right to go around kicking people out of meetings because of the fucking bullshit going around inside your ears. I said, you know, your fucking crap is what's going to end up killing you. The crap going around inside your fucking head is what is going to end up killing you. You know? And see, it's one of those things that's... There's a woman called Susan Ford, and she had a co-author called Craig Buck, and they wrote the book Toxic Parents, and she said the success of confronting people is not based upon whether they like it or whether they don't like it. It's the success of confronting people is based upon that you had the courage to fucking confront them and hand them their shit back. You know, so, yeah, you know, that's today's lesson. You know, all these fucking retards, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and, oh, you can't say that, or I don't reckon that's your fucking real name. Well, this is the online land, you fucking idiot. People can use whatever names they fucking want. Oh, you know. And sometimes I like to have a bit of a dig, you know, on the fucking thing and say, oh, well, hi, you know. Just to watch, see how insane they go. Say, hi, I'm Tiffany, and I'm a black woman of colour. Yeah, hi, I'm a white man. I'm a trans white man, and I'm you know, going to become a white man. And my pronouns are him, sir, and mister. Just watch the fucking cogs go around inside their head, you know. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this person, but there's a man called Barry Humphreys, and he had a stage character called Dame Edna Everidge. And I was using a picture of Dame Edna as my avatar, you know, because, you know, it's not a fascination with cross-dressing and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? But I thought when he did the fucking makeup and all the styling and, you know, the purple wig and the big horn-rimmed glasses and stuff, even though he's a man, you know, he did a really, you know, he was a drunk and a junkie and all sorts of shit, you know what I mean? And then he got his shit together, but he did it as a stage presence with proper theatrical makeup and stuff. He looked... Not, I don't mean like as in beautiful, but I mean it was a really, really, really good makeup job, and it was fucking, you know, cheerful and positive and bright, you know. So this man dressed up as a woman, you know, stage character, and I thought, fuck, that's a really positive image, you know. Look at the quality of the person and the cheerfulness and how well it's all done, you know. It's like cunts that sort of, you know, they rock up and they got some shitbox car off a $200 discount fucking used car lot, you know, and it's a smoky old bucket of shit. You know, or it can turn up in a fucking, you know, really good hand-built, fully restored car, you know, that's, you know, those show cars type stuff, you know what I mean? It's kind of like that sort of a difference, you know, and... Yeah, so what happened was, you know, and I used the greeting, I used the name, hello possums, you know, which was, you know, Dame Edna's sort of call sign, the greeting, you know, oh, hello, possums, you know. And out of about, I don't know, five fucking online AA meetings, as soon as people saw the fucking, that's not a real name, out you fucking go, you know. And I think, you fucking stupid fucking cunts. You stupid fucking cunts. They're so, like, it gets back into the fucking, the IQ spectrum, you know, where you got 100 people and half of them are below 50% and the other half are 50, above 50%. Then you get all the, basically, all these neurotic, self-centered and immature sort of cunts that have never grown up. And because they spent all the years being drug-fucked, you know what I mean, they're not paying attention to the outside world. So anything that isn't, you know, anybody that isn't using the name Bob or Mary, therefore that can't be fucking real, and therefore they're not coming into the AA meeting because it doesn't fit their bloody bullshit little image of what the world... you know, they're sitting down the pub with a skin full of fucking piss. You know, while Barry Humphries was doing the... Yeah, so... So, really cut off by the phone overheating. Yeah, the fucking thing overheats. So, anyway... Yeah, these fucking cunts. You know... These cunts sit there down the pub going, fucking assholes, you know. You know. God, video. You know. You can't use the name. Hello, possums. You know. What fucking shit's this? You know. And that's what I'm sort of talking about when you get that whole spectrum of fucking head cases and stupid people. They're not in there studying the literature and, you know, the sort of, they're not the rules, you know. But the traditions aren't rules. They're like guiding principles, you know. So that, you know, you don't, can't allow retards to go around fucking with other people and get away with it. You know, that's kind of like, that's what that's about. And, you know, and so many of them don't study that. You know, they got a totally piss poor fucking attitude. There's so many opportunities to live life well. Why do people hate fucking junkies and pissheads? Because they're stupid cunts. Why are they stupid cunts? Because they're always fucking with our other people. Huh? You know? They're fucking with other people. And can't help themselves. You know, so... Like they did when they were on the streets, they're in there fucking with other people. They're fucking with their recoveries. I have opinions about everything, solutions to nothing. Yet they sit there going, oh, rules and regulations, according to the voices in my head and the figments of my imagination. You know? There's one AA group where the fucking people were going, you know, I have my sort of foibles. You may? Of course I do. Horseradish. A la carte dining. It's not very good horseradish. It's pretty sort of mild. But what I came to the shops for was, these are on special. They're sort of like rice, puffed rice things, but they're covered in jalapeno chilies. And the last sort of variety of chili soaked rice puff things were fucking pretty. They weren't really savage, but if you ate a lot of them fairly quickly, they were pretty fucking hot. Yeah. So that's the thing, if you got, you know, I thought if they're poking them, if you're giving them a poke with fucking jalapeno chilies, they should be a bit hotter than the last stuff, which makes them better. So I've got to get some. Yeah, but to continue on with the recording, you know, it's like you got to become, it's what I say, to teach other people, you've got to become a professional recovering person who operates by standards, you know? Don't just say, I'm fucking sober today. You know? Because when you get into it, it's like, there's an absolute abundance of really good things that you can do to improve. So, you know? I mean, you're sort of not the average person, I guess, but you can't sort of make, and commercially, I guess, you can't make, you know, broad spectrum sort of junk food, marketing it as a chili enhanced food, but most people who eat chilies can't fucking sort of eat but making them so lame that everybody can fucking eat them, you know, except people that spontaneously combust at the mere mention of the word chili. So, yeah, but a lot of people in AA and NA, especially NA, you know, they trot out this shit that only people in NA meetings can fucking read NA literature, and not, and they're not supposed to read anything else. You know? Nice looking truck. Good paint job. So that's what we have to deal with, you know. You know, all these cunts go, oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. Out you fucking go. Or you're not allowed to read from that book. Like, you know, there's a science fiction book I read as a kid, and so what happened was, in the front of the book was a quote from Micah, and it was you know, what these people want is a prophet who is a windbag and a liar. You know, who prophesies days of wine and strong drink. You know? You know, basically they're just a, you know, bunch of fucking idiots who want piss heads who talk shit, you know? It's always stuck in my head for the last 40 fucking years since I read that book. It's always stuck in the head as a memorable quote. So what I did is I looked it up. I looked up a PDF version of The Year of the Quiet Sun. I found the quote. Then looked up the quote. And it's from the book of Micah, which is Old Testament sort of stuff, you know, the book of the Jew, fuckwits. And that's verse 11. But verse 10 says, you know, this is not a good resting place, for it is defiled and polluted. And if you stay here, you'll end up, you know, being in really in the bad shit, you know what I mean? Just sort of to paraphrase it a touch, you know. And then it goes on to 11. It says, you know, if you know what these people want is a prophet who's a windbag and a liar who's going to prophesy days of wine and strong drinks, you know, spirits, you know. And that means that, you know, that's like being someone who's in recovery from addiction. It's like, you know, if you want to get drug-free and sort yourself out, you don't go hang out down the pub. You don't go hang out, you know, you don't go to parties where people are getting shit-faced on all sorts of things. You don't go hang out at your old mate, the dealer's place, you know what I mean? There's a lot in the Bible. Some of it has historical basis, you know. Some of it is just made up bullshit. And some of it is astute observations, you know. And I was outlining this issue when I was sharing, you know. And the point being that people of all throughout history have all, a lot of people all throughout history have been making notice that, you know, people who hit the piss and cause nothing but fucking trouble are bad people to hang out with. And that's where there's nothing specifically mentioned about that in the AA basic text. They didn't say much about that. They said, look, do we go where places, can we go where places, can we go to places where alcohol is served? And they said, well, that depends on our motives, you know. If we are in spiritually fit sort of condition, and, you know, our purpose is noble or right, you know what I mean? He says we shouldn't hesitate to visit the most sordid place on earth, provided we have a good reason for doing so, you know? And I think that's been sort of translated into the NA basic text where we said, where it said, you know, we must be rid of all our, we must be prepared to change all our old playmates, playgrounds and playthings, you know? We've got to move out of there, you know, to stop hanging out with all the fucking junkies that are going under. You know, like the fucking idiots who you know, they go, oh, you get out of detox and then you go, you know, you go, oh, you go back to all your old buddies' place, you know, and they're sitting around having some beers and pulling a few cones and shit, you know what I mean? You know, smoking dope and shit, and then you say, oh, I'm just out of fucking detox, you know, and I'm off the heroin or whatever, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know. And they go, oh, that's really good, mate. Sit down and have a beer and tell us all about it. You know what I mean? You know, straight back in the trap. Have a beer, mate. Oh, that's really good. Glad you're off the smack, mate. Oh, fuck, you know. Have a beer. So, yeah, you know, this is what you're sort of up against, you know. You've got to just be prepared to change everything. Or your playmate, old playmates, playgrounds and playthings are what's going to fucking, it's all part of the shit that has to go. Yeah. Well, the Cheetos with jalapeno in them are not that good. Like if I bought two packs partly because I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere, partly because they're on special, partly because I've never had them before. Partly because it's a shopping trip, and partly because I wanted to try them, you know? And, having tried them, there's not a lot of flavour in them, and they're not really hot, you know. They're only sort of in terms of flavour and heat, you know, and sort of being good junk food, I'd rate them about 2.5, maybe 3 out of 10. But so I bought 2 packets, you know. And one, you know. I bought 2 because just in case it was really fucking good, I'd have a second pack for later. But I didn't buy 10 packets in case they were no good, you know? So this is the thing. You know, with these fucking... Yeah, with all these drug fuck crazies in there, you know? They do such a piss poor job of their own recovery, of course they're going to fail. You know? They do a half-assed job of working the steps for a personal recovery, and the steps are fucking basically... The 12 steps are like doing a shopping list, saying, you know... It's a pretty simple sort of thing, and it can be run through in a couple of hours, you know, depending on how mad you are. It doesn't have to be this epic fucking copy of Tolstoy's War and Peace. It can be just a page or two, you know. Next week, something, a whole heap of more stuff comes up, a few more pages. Next week, a few more pages. Next week, a few more pages. You know what I mean? And, yeah, and then the traditions for fucking functioning as a group and as a fellowship. You know, nobody has any authority over anybody else. You can't sit in a meeting and dictate what people can or can't fucking share about, you know? If I'm saying this is important to me, it's my issue. I can share about it if I want. Oh, no, you can't, you know? So anyway, yeah, back to that quoting that thing from the Micah thing and how, you know, from that science fiction book, the quote in the front actually comes from the Bible. And, you know, it's a saying, you know, all throughout history, you know, people have been making observations that if you hang out with all the drunken dead shits, you know, who are nothing but fucking trouble, you'll come unstuck too. And it's even included, all these observations are even included, people have thought to include this in our literature as well. And when I was sharing on that, some fucking retarded cunt goes, oh, excuse me, mate, oh, you're not supposed to read from other books in the meeting. Oh, you know. And I thought, if we were in a meeting together, I'd just spin round and smack your fucking head so hard, your head would crack on the fucking wall, you know. You stupid fucking cunts. You stupid fucking cunts and your retarded fucking bullshit. You know. They just go, this is what the committee said, you know, so I'm doing what the committee tells me to do. Even when I've said, look, you've got to look at the traditions and say, well, there are no, the only rule for membership is a desire to stop using. You have no authority over anybody else, and you can't dictate the terms, and you can't tell them what they can and can't share about. It's not your fucking place. And you're not also not supposed, you're also, you have no, absolutely no fucking right to kick people. To shut up, you know, to fucking interrupt people when they're sharing. You have absolutely no fucking right to tell them what they can or can't say. And you have absolutely no fucking right if they tell you to go fuck yourself for getting out of line, you know. You have absolutely no right to kick them out of the meetings. And this is what I say, all these fucking stupid cunts that try on all their fucking stupid bullshit, they bring themselves undone, you know. And that's what I'm sort of getting at, you know, these fucking cunts, they don't study the books, they don't study the literature, they don't study, oh, I can't talk about Alcoholics Anonymous and their book, The 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. Well, these are the cunts that fucking wrote this shit, and they also put in their reasons why They wrote the traditions, you know, going back to the page 16, you know. We of Alcoholics Anonymous didn't invent anything. We just borrowed it from medicine and religion. And then we added to it, you know, the traditions or the principles for fucking, you know, the guiding principles to sort of operate by, you know, a set of sort of informal sort of, not really rules, but, you know, this sort of gets you, this works and this... it makes you end up dead. You know, if you go this way, things will improve, and if you go that way, you're going to die. You know what I mean? That's kind of the, so let's go with what works, you know? And that's what I mean. You know, you get this whole spectrum of incredibly fucking stupid people who won't apply themselves to anything, and yet they think, oh, fuck, oh, this is what me. You can't read from the Bible in the meeting, mate. Oh, fuck, this is Narcotics Anonymous. You know? And there's a lot, there are a lot of really fucking stupid, brain-dead people in AA and NA meetings. And the more sort of distant they get from, you know, like a going to AA meetings that are, you know, where they just go through the literature, reading. I went to a meeting a while back where a guy, and I didn't fucking like him at first, but I appreciated it the next day, where he took this guy through the book, AA Basic Text, or part of it, and he said, well, see that line there, what does that say, fucking, you know, and what does that word mean, and there's only about a paragraph or two he got through in like about 20 fucking minutes or something, but it was on a word by word, line by line kind of basis, and I thought it's been so long since I've heard that, you know. There's just all these cunts sitting around going, oh, well, I used to drink and get shit-faced on all sorts of drugs, and you were pranked me, I crashed me fucking car and got dragged off to jail, and fucking, oh, fuck, you know, and come to AA and it got it better, yeah, but what are you really doing about yourself and being pretty fucking meticulous about the whole thing, you know? What are you doing? And that's that thing, what I talk about being a professional recovering fucking person. All these cunts that sit down in the pub and go, oh, fuck, well, I heard this, I heard that, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Know-All, know-fuck-all, you know, with the know-all, know-fuck-all syndrome. That's another thing I created, you know. Stupid cunts with the know-all, know-fuck-all syndrome, you know. So, this is why... it pays to study the literature, study the book, get smart fucking people on side, you know, become a professional recovering person, do the bookkeeping every fucking day, you know, what'd you buy and sell, how much for, profit, loss, bank account, you know, incoming and outgoing, you know, do the bookkeeping of your own life properly. Don't just shove all the fucking receipts in a box and say, I'll get to that later. But most people never do. And you can tell, you know, that they're just basically incapable of being fucking taught, and they just sit there parroting the bullshit they're being fed, rather than thinking for themselves and putting in the fucking effort to do better, you know? So I'll shut up on that. So, yeah, I've had a fucking gutful of just dumb cunts and their fucking bullshit. Oh, you can't come to the AA meeting with the name Hello Possums. Yeah? Fucking morons. Okay, thank you. Bye.